Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Laura.
I'm Shauna.
And we are friends and writing partners who happen to be pregnant at the exact same time. So we decided to start a podcast about it.
This week we do our weekly check-ins. We have our segment called Internet Insanity, where Laura wonders if a certain someone is stealing her beauty. And we do our weekly BFPs and BFNs to hit the highs and lows of our week.
Let's get to it. Hey, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, everyone.
This is episode 6. We got to do our weekly check-ins, Shauna. So what's been going on with you this week?
So I am week 17 now. And oh my God, I am so hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, insane hunger. I was kind of hungry in the first trimester, but the nausea offsets that really. And I just, you know, I didn't eat a ton. But now it is on it, like I can eat an entire, like, I don't know, 8-inch sub sandwich and chips, and so it's soda. It's just crazy. And so of course I'm like gaining more weight now, which is totally fine. I mean, I'm pregnant, I know I'm supposed to do that, but I'm just like starting to feel it now, you know. I'm up, I think I'm up like 9 pounds, and I just feel, I don't know.
Girl, you're still behind me, which is crazy. I'm 4 weeks behind you, and I've gained like 12 pounds already, I think.
Oh, so you had a good appetite in your first trimester.
Holy,
you're lucky.
Shit. I mean, yeah, I'm lucky. Yeah, it's one of those two, you know, double-edged swords, because I had morning sickness, as you know, and as I talked about, but the interesting thing was the only time I felt good was when I was eating, especially when I was eating, like, bread.
Oh, carbs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pasta is my jam. Oh. So bad. Oh, yeah. So good.
Pasta's just dream. So, yeah. Yeah. So, I gained weight so fast. Also, I feel like I had, like, a very rickety, difficult to keep on lid on the pot of my weight to begin with. Like, I was always working really hard to just maintain, which is frustrating as a woman in the society, and just as a person who wants to feel like you have some autonomy over your body. Like, before pregnancy, still, it was just so much work for me to even maintain. So I feel like the minute I was just like, well, fuck it, I'm eating these carbs, that lid popped off, and yeah, I immediately gained a ton of weight. So anyway, I'm sorry, but that, I don't mean to compare and diminish your experience, my friend.
No, it's fine. It's just, I feel like it's kind of, it feels good to be pregnant and not care. Like the other day, a coworker was like, I saw she had like this big hamburger and french fries, and she's like, you want some fries? I'm like, hell yeah, I want fries. I'm pregnant. Who cares? Like, it just feels like an excuse. I'm not saying I'm just being crazy, unhealthy or anything, but it just feels like a little bit better to just indulge and not really like be so uptight about like what my body looks like right now.
Well, and as a woman in America, in the society, it's just a constant low hum of feeling like you are not doing a good enough job keeping
and
your
anything?
Body in check.
Oh,
yeah, well,
yeah,
and everything, keeping. But keep eating properly. I mean, especially in LA. We live in LA, where it's like, you know, I think a lot of stereotypes about LA are not true, but the kale juice thing is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Kale juice and kombucha.
There's so many juice shops around town now.
Oh my God. And we're
I
not allowed. We're
it.
Not supposed to have them. Which I think is funny.
Oh, like, the irony.
I know. But anyway, so the point is that I feel you on not the freedom of not having to care so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice. So that's one thing going on this week. And the other thing is I finally told my boss at work that I'm pregnant. I've been, you know, keeping it on the down low for a really long time and wearing really baggy clothes, like long dresses and flowy shirts, which I never really used to wear that kind of stuff before. And so I was like, I think last week, you remember I told you I popped. Mm. So I really felt like I was starting to show, and it just felt time. And I was nervous, but she was like totally cool about it and really nice and gave me a hug and happy for me. And
oh, good.
Yeah. So I think it'll be okay. I haven't told any coworkers or anything yet, but she knows. So I feel like I don't have to hide it as much at
work. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty much everything in my week. What about you?
Well, I am so close to being out of the first trimester because I'm in week 13.
Yes.
So just one more week. I remember, I can't tell you how many times this week I've looked up, like, is the end of the first trimester the beginning of week 13 or the end of week 13?
You just want to know so bad. And there's like conflicting information about it too, right? Or is there a definitive answer on that one?
I mean, I think the consensus is the end of week 13.
Yeah.
That's what I've decided. So, and it's not like the minute you get out of it, like there's some flip that switches and you're suddenly feeling better. I mean, my nausea is definitely much better. Much better. It's good. Mostly gone. So I don't have much to complain about, but it's nice to get out of that. And, you know, I've told most people who, you know, I need to tell, but still, there's just something nice about getting past that milestone. So I'm excited about doing that.
Woohoo!
Oh, and here's the exciting thing. So I kind of cheated a little bit. Mm-hmm. This is part of the reason I was Googling. So my doctor said I really shouldn't dye my hair until I'm out of the first trimester.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going out of town next week. And my hair, as you know, it's my sort of one big indulgence in the personal care beauty category. I don't wear a lot of makeup. I don't wear a lot of fancy clothes. I work from home, but I dye my hair regularly. I have been a natural redhead for the last 10 years, and I never want to go back. So I fudged a little bit, and I went a couple days early and got my hair cut and colored, and it was such a relief to have no roots again, and my hair felt all, you know, conditioned and shiny and pretty, and it was nice to feel pretty again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh yeah, that's like kind of a really great way to celebrate the end of the first trimester, because you do just feel so blah for so long, and to just come out of it like shiny and new and like
Yeah, and I'm going to Hawaii next week. So
oh well, okay, that's the even better way to celebrate it. Really,
cannot wait.
Oh my God, that's awesome. I'm so jealous.
I'm sorry. I wish I could take you with me.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Anyway, that's our check-ins.
All right. Awesome. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too, and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not one skin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
Our next segment is Internet Insanity, where we talk about weird or crazy or funny, unusual things that we find online, in the forums, anything that just strikes us as odd. Laura, why don't you go first on this one?
I'm so excited about this segment. So I spend a lot of time on the internet. I think a lot of us do, right?
I think a lot of us do.
Yeah. And I work for myself. I work from home. I work on the web. I'm a web developer. So I have a lot of opportunities to be on the internet. And one of my favorite things to do now that I'm pregnant is to go on Baby Center and see what's going on in my birth club. You know, everyone who's giving birth in my month has a can come on this board. And there's like 22,000 members on this board.
That's amazing. Is that the one I have, or do I do what to expect?
I don't know.
I do what to expect.
Oh, I should start looking at those boards too, because, you know, I'm pretty much a lurker. Every once in a while, I'll comment and be like, "You're fine." Basically, like, someone will be like, "Oh my god, this is a real one." Someone was like, "Oh my god, I ate salmon. Did I like ruin my baby?"
Salmon.
I'm like, "No, salmon's recommended. You're fine." Be chill. That's basically all I do.
Oh, like, poor pregnant ladies have so much to worry about.
I know. So that's, I try to chime in when I can in that, nice. In a helpful way. But this is my favorite crazy baby board thing. So there was this woman who came on. She had never written a post before. Brand new account. And she comes on and she posts this picture saying that she had taken two pregnancy tests. And they were both positive, and she's so excited, and here's a picture of the pregnancy tests. And, you know, that's, so far, very common, right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal. She posts this picture of two of the, like, cheapy, I think, Walmart tests or dollar store tests that are clearly, like, marked in with a Sharpie.
What?
Like, the lines, or on Photoshop or something, the lines are, like, really thick. Like, probably, like
they're black? Or what color are they?
The picture, it's, like, either black or, like, very dark blue. It's a very... Okay, so first of all, the picture is very unclear. It's, like, dark, not a lot of focus. Like, it's not a great photo. It's, like, not a photo you would post anywhere. You would probably use your flash or something. But so that's the first thing. It's weird that it's no flash. And then the second thing is they're, like... Oh, I want to say like a half inch thick each, the lines.
What?
Yeah, so the point is, it's clearly fake. And the minute it's posted, everyone's like, that's not what positive pregnancy tests look like. We've all taken them. Like, people on this board are obsessed with taking tests. Like, we know that's not real. Like, what's your deal, gal? And she's like picking fights, being like, no, I'm gonna be a great mom. Why are you all you haters? Blah, 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 right? So... I think this is hilarious, but then I realized she used what looks like her real name on her post, like, for her handle. It's, like, supposed to be an anonymous board, and she uses, like, first, middle, last name, right?
What?
So I was like, well, I'm going to look for her on Facebook.
Obviously. Right?
Lo and behold, it's her on Facebook, and there is a public Facebook post where she posts the same picture and the same thing, where she's like, I took two pregnancy tests, and it's so fake. And I am just lurking. It's hysterical because all these people, it's like a fight in the comments. Like, all these people are like, that's fake. Like, people who I guess know her, maybe they don't know her because it's public. And then, like, her mom being like, my daughter's not a liar. And, like, the boyfriend is like, I'm going to have a baby with this woman. Don't say it. It's bananas.
That's like a Maury Povich show playing out on your Facebook.
It totally
is. As you're lurking.
I didn't know what the deal was, so now I'm obsessed with trying to figure out what her end game is. Like, I'm pretty sure, going through her profile, everything else she posts are, like, ads for baby clothes and ads for, like, cribs and stuff. So either she's, like, actually mentally ill and is one of those people who thinks she's pregnant and she's not, and like that would be a very sad situation. But I actually think she's trying to scam people. So I think she's trying to say she's pregnant and then get gifts and then sell those gifts. This is my theory.
Doesn't she know that you can just go on Craigslist and buy a positive pregnancy test from a pregnant woman for like $20?
What? I didn't. Is this
so
like a business?
So I've heard.
Is this something we should be doing, Shauna?
I've talked about it with my husband, like maybe a little side income, you know? But I definitely have heard that people do that because they want positive pregnancy tests for all kinds of reasons. To scam people for presents or to out a boyfriend or who knows what. I mean,
I wish I didn't have ethics, Shauna. Because that's like the easiest money I've ever heard of.
I know, but then you have to deal, like, do a transaction with the kind of person that wants to buy a positive pregnancy test, and that's kind of weird.
That is kind of scary.
But yeah, that does seem like easy money. Or should I say peasy money, because you pee on a stick.
She went there. That is a grade A pun. Anyway, that's my obsession. I check in with her like every once in a while to see what she's doing, and there hasn't been anything about, you know, the pregnancy not continuing or anything. So we'll see. I don't know.
Fascinating.
So how about you? What have you been internet stalking lately?
So as I mentioned, my board that I do it on an app, is the What to Expect app with the baby boards. And I'm a lurker. I don't really comment much. I just like to see what people are chatting about. And so one the other day, along the lines of like worries, concerns, that pregnant women have, she wrote in and said, you guys, I raised my arms above my head the other day and I'm freaking out. Because I heard that it'll wrap the umbilical cord around my baby's neck.
What?
And I know. I was like, no, that's not true. And so people were chiming in like, that is an old wives' tale. That's not true. You know, you don't have to worry about that. And so, like, it got me thinking about other pregnancy wives' tales that, you know, that have just been around for a while and what...
Oh. Yeah,
there's I don't so know. Many do you, that are... Have you heard of any old wives' tale? Totally. Like what?
Well, first of all, just to take a step back, that is a really sad and kind of scary old wives' tale. So that you can't raise your arms above your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I wonder where that comes from. I mean, someone must have come up with that somewhere, somehow.
Do you think all of these are just designed by the patriarchy to keep women from, like, doing anything useful? It's like, ladies, don't put your arms over your head or your baby will die.
Well, then how are the men going to get their curtains and blinds cleaned and their ceiling fans while the wife is pregnant? I mean, I don't know. That doesn't seem like a logical one to me.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, no, so I hadn't heard that one. That one's a real doozy. I have heard a lot. Have you heard about how, like, your baby steals your beauty?
I have not. What is this? So, no.
Here's the thing. It's supposed to be a way to tell the gender or the sex
of the baby.
Oh,
there's a lot around gender, aren't there?
Oh my God, there's so many about gender. Like, there's like, if you carry high, it's one gender. If you carry low, it's another gender.
Yeah.
All these things that just don't hold up. But the stealing your beauty one, I think, is really interesting because it's like, so first of all, I've heard it both ways. So a friend, when, you know, we went out to dinner and told them, it was my husband and her husband, and we said, oh, we're pregnant, we're having a boy. And she was like, oh my God, you're so lucky. When I had my girls, they just stole my beauty. Boys, you don't lose your beauty with your boys. Like, girls just steal your beauty.
But she was joking around, right? I mean.
Oh, no, no.
What?
I mean, I think she wasn't like, first of all, we're like, you're beautiful. Clearly they didn't, but you know what I mean? Yeah, like, this is a thing. And I had heard, I think Jen actually told me this, that she had heard our friend Jen, who we're going to have on the show eventually. She told me that when she was pregnant with her boy, she learned that if people come up to you and say, like, oh, I bet you're having a boy, it's essentially an insult because this idea that boys steal your beauty. So, like, if they're coming up to you, it's like, you look like shit, so I bet you're having a boy. Which I think is hilarious.
That's so bad. I mean, honestly, what steals my beauty is lack of sleep, not getting a shower, not having the energy to put on makeup, and that's genderless. So, yep. I don't know.
They all steal our beauty equally.
Exactly. So one I have heard about is that if you, while you're pregnant, you have heartburn, your baby's going to be hairy.
Oh my God, is my baby going to be a werewolf?
Are you having a lot of heartburn?
Well, I've always had a lot of heartburn. I've like been to specialists. I've had heartburn my whole adult life. So I'm not one to judge. But yes, it's been worse since I've been pregnant. So.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But you know what's funny? I've heard that one too because, you know, I've read everything there is to read about heartburn in pregnancy. And apparently there's actually some truth to that. There's a little bit of evidence that women who experience more heartburn end up having babies with more hair.
Like hair on their head or hair all over their body?
Dear God, I hope it's hair on their head. I'm pretty sure it's hair on their head.
I was picturing just hair. All over. No. I really was.
There is a genetic disorder that makes you, I don't know if you're born with it or if it develops later, but that makes you have hair all over your body, like long, lots of hair.
Uh-huh.
I remember my mom telling me about it when I was a kid, you know, because my mom's a geneticist. So she always, you know, told us kids real fun bedtime stories about all the genetic disorders you could get.
Oh my God, that was one of them. That's fun to hear about.
But with the heartburn, dear children. No, but with the heartburn I've been having, I'm probably having one of those kids. So,
well, that's good. A good lustrous head of hair. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I have not been having very much heartburn yet. Knock on wood. So maybe I'll have a baldy.
You're so lucky. Well, your daughter, she didn't really have any hair when she came out, did she?
She did. She had hair. It wasn't like a ton or anything like that, but definitely enough for us to, like, you know what color her hair was and everything. So.
Oh, that's right, because she came out and we were like, redhead.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I loved it so much. So as a person who works very hard to have red hair, I was very jealous.
It's so cute. Now we've told her that her hair is strawberry blonde. Aww. And she knows that. If you ask her what her hair color, she's 2.5. She goes, stubbity blonde. And it's
oh my God.
Just really cute.
She's the cutest. I miss her. I want to hang out with her soon.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life.
From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors, there's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
So now it's time for our weekly segment where we discuss our BFPs and BFNs, our big fat positives and big fat negatives for the week. So, Shauna, what you got for us this week?
I have a BFP.
Ooh, good.
Oh, yeah. So, as I mentioned during my check-in, I've been hungry. So hungry. And something that helps that situation are free snacks at work.
Ooh.
So my office, they have in each kitchen, like a big like supply closet full of chips and cookies and we get LaCroix in the fridge and all this stuff. And I have never eaten more Doritos, Cheetos, Oreos in my life than I have the last couple weeks. Because like I said, I'm feeling a little bit freer about like what I eat and stuff. And I do love Doritos and Cheetos. I just love them, but I don't eat them very often because I don't feel like they're very healthy for me. But now they're free. I'm pregnant. I'm starving. And I am just wolfing down all of these treats.
Look, I know that, you know, there's a lot of sacrifices to working in corporate America. But one of the upsides is of the free food and free snacks. So I say you take all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. So
I don't get that working from home and for myself.
No,
I must provide my own snacks.
What about you? What's yours this week?
Well, you know what? It's so funny. We kind of ended up talking about it. I didn't realize. But my BFN was supposed to be heartburn.
Oh,
rah, yeah. Rah. And you know, it's something I've been dealing with my whole, well, almost my whole adult life, which is not normal, I guess. I thought it was one of those things where everyone gets heartburn until I was about 20. And then I thought, oh, wait, none of my friends are complaining about heartburn.
Oh, no. You know?
Part of it is genetic. My dad has, you know, bad reflux. So does my mom. So I just thought, oh, okay, we're a family with heartburn. And at some point, I think right after grad school, I was probably like 25, 26. I went to a specialist and got an endoscopy because I went to this guy, ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he told me, you know, he kept using the word cancer. He kept being like, well, you know, we need to rule out cancer. We need to make sure there's no cancer in there. We need to make sure. And I think what he was really trying to do was there's a specific bacteria that you can have in your stomach that can make heartburn worse. And it's also an indicator for cancer. I think esophageal, maybe also stomach cancer. So he wanted to rule that out. Fair enough. And when you do an endoscopy, you can sort of get a sample. But all I heard was like, cancer this, cancer that. So I signed up for the endoscopy without like getting a second opinion or anything. I remember calling my mom afterwards and saying, oh, I'm going to get an endoscopy. And she was like, what? You're 25. And I was like, I should have listened to her. But I was like, no. I'm trying to go to another doctor. When you have parents who are doctors, you end up relying on their advice a lot. And I was trying to be like an adult who like goes to a doctor, not just calls their mommy every time like they have a health problem.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I got the endoscopy and lo and behold, everything was normal except for the bill I got at the end because the anesthesiologist was out of network.
Oh, well, they always are. They always are.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember my mom, I did have to run to mommy after that and have her talk down my fee. I remember she was like, no, you're not paying that. I'm going to call them.
Mm-hmm.
She gave them a talking to. So the point is I've had it my whole life, but now with a baby growing inside of me, pushing all my organs around, smushing my stomach, and the relaxin hormone that you get, which is the hormone that relaxes, is very appropriately named, your smooth muscles. It relaxes the sphincter, which is always a fun word, the sphincter at the top of your stomach that stops the stomach acid from going up into your throat, which I think is part of the reason morning sickness, like you throw up so much easier because like there's not that thing stopping it. It just kind of comes up. I don't know if you had that experience, but...
Oh, no, I didn't. Luckily, but that doesn't sound pleasant.
No. And so the history of it, plus the organs being smushed, plus having the relaxed sphincter, just means that my heartburn is like out of control. It's really unpleasant. And part of the problem, too, is, you know, I'm supposed to stop eating all this stuff. Like, I'm not supposed to eat tomatoes and I'm not supposed to drink coffee. And it's like, but those things give me life. And it's tomato season. And I know eventually it'll probably get bad enough that I will have to do those things. But I'm looking for solutions. I'm also, my doctor says it's fine to take a Pepcid complete every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah. So I've been doing that. And that definitely helps keep it under control. So, but yeah, it's just a real bummer. I think it's affecting the way my voice sounds. Like it's making my voice kind of rough because I'll get the heartburn and it'll irritate my vocal cords.
Right.
So yeah, so that's my BFN. That's my complain fest.
Babies, what they do to us, but it's all worth it.
Is it? I'm asking. Yes. I'm really asking. Okay, good. I know it's going to be. I know it's going to be. But you've been there, so I just like the reassurance.
Yes, it'll be a distant memory once you're holding your little baby in your arms.
Okay. I'm excited for that.
But yes.
I just have to think. All right. Well, I guess that's our show, Shauna. Is that
it
our show?
Is. That's it. We'd love to hear from you. What are your BFPs or BFNs for the week? Or what have you noticed online that would be considered an internet insanity in the world of pregnancy? We would love to hear from you. Laura, where can our listeners reach out to us?
You can find us on Facebook. We have a community for Big Fat Positive Podcast. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And make sure you subscribe in whatever podcast app you use.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye. Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
All right, Shauna, you ready to start recording?
Yeah. I literally just went pee and I have to pee again. So.
Welcome to pregnancy.
I guess I'll be right back.